I've been around this for coming on good 40 years now, and it still amazes me that how the worship team can come in tune with the message. You know, I did not coordinate with them at all this morning about what I had planned for this morning. So if you looked at the theme of the two songs that we sung this morning, it's basically essentially praise and worship, right? So I'm going to begin this by asking a couple questions. What is about Sunday morning where it just seems like it's a lazy, lethargic morning, right? Is it the day of rest that we all look forward to? Is it the doom and gloom, overcast, rainy skies that we got above us this morning? What is it? Even God rested. If you look at what God did over a seven-day period, I would want to rest too. So I'm going to do something kind of out of order. So I'm going to give you my answer first, all right? So my answer is simply because I want to. You can almost make a sermon title just over that, is because I want to. But I would also like to take a second and thank Pastor Sister Pastor Johnson for another opportunity to allow me to speak for you this morning. So in continuing with our lesson series on worshiping our sovereign God, my title would be today is Worshiping the One Who Sits on His Throne. So, in continuing that, have you ever seen your significant other or a friend of yours, kids, caught in the act of doing something where all you can think of is, what in the world are you doing, right? We've all been at that point at some point. I've had the opportunity to teach several apprentices in the last couple of years, and my latest one I've had under my care for a short time, and I'd be walking through the plant to another breakdown of some sort, and I'll see him in our other maintenance shop working on some little project to keep him busy. And he'd be going about this project in such a way where you just have to just stop and watch the circus, right? It's like, what in the world are you doing? Stop, you're gonna hurt yourself. There's an easier way of doing this. Just work with me here. So if you will, or another time where I get some weird machine projects I work on every once in a while where our number two guy, he kind of sits there and watch me work sometimes, and all he can think of is, why are you doing it like that? Why? And then he starts asking me all these questions like, okay, why are you doing this operation first and not this? Why are you doing this? Why are you measuring it like that? So look, well, as my fiance would attest, I watch quite a bit of YouTube, probably too much, honestly. And I'll come across a process or an operation on machine work that goes, that's an interesting way of doing it. Let's try that out, see if that actually works out better for holding tighter tolerances or making my life easier. So there's also another side thing in our department where if I'm not razzing on you some way, it means I don't like you, right? So we kind of tease and poke at each other a little bit. And so he does it just to poke with me a little bit, and then he starts asking me all the questions, and then eventually I get frustrated and go, because I want to, that's why, right? And he